This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have you ever heard a name and you had to do like a double take? You were like, wait, your name is what?
Shibuzi.
Yeah. Did your parents even like you? Japan is trying to crack down on this. Just last week, they put a new law in order where they can actually veto a baby's name. So when you go to register the child's name, they can be like, can't name it that.
Good.
And I guess the whole thing about this where some of these names were getting too shiny or glittery is how they described it. So some of the names that they have outlawed are things like Jewel, Lovely, Kitty, Prince, Pikachu. That's made the list. Nike, Pooh, like Winnie the Pooh, Diamond. Just anything that's the kind of overboard and extra, we'll say.
Can we bring that rule over here to the States? Because those are not bad at all compared to some of the names I've heard.
I mean, I have teacher friends, and when they tell me some of the students that they have, I'm like, you're kidding. Like, that's your nickname for them? And they're like, no, that's what their parents named them legally.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
One, they'll never find their name on a keychain when they go to a store because it's so obscure.
Take it from me, Kelly with an I, okay? You'll never find it.
That's true. Your mom and dad setting you up for failure. No, I'm kidding.
At least it's Kelly. It's not as bad as, you know, here's another one on the list. Devil. Who names their kid Devil?
That's just not right.
No.
I always think about that when I'm watching football and they do like the player introductions. And I'm like, hang on. What made you think that this little boy right here, a good name would be DeBrickashaw? Like, what made you think that?
Rolls off the tongue. Have you heard a child's name, or maybe even they're grown up now, that made you go, wait, what? Do your parents even like you? What is the most outlandish name that you have heard?
So sad. Chime in. Hopefully it's not your name. 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I mean, you can't blame these parents saying they were drunk when they came up with the names, right? Because, I mean, the mom was pregnant, but where are these baby names coming from? Some of these are pretty bad.
I think everybody tries to be so original and they want to find the name that just hasn't been said yet. But I mean, there's a line that you can't cross.
I mean, 951 says, I had a student and her name was Milady, like the medieval like greeting.
That's nice. Probably gets into, what's that place? Medieval Times for free.
Yeah. They're always going to the Renaissance Fair.
Another text from the 951 saying, teacher here, I had a student whose name was Righteous True. All one word. Righteous True.
Righteous True. Okay, I couldn't even spell righteous. That's the other part of this. Some of these, yeah. Okay, Kelly, let's hear it. What was the worst name that you've heard?
The child's name was Roar.
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah, any backstory to that? Did you ever ask the parents, like, why Roar?
No, I was just shocked at the name.
Maybe they were Lions fans. I mean, you would think they have some type of story behind it, right?
Good one.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Debbie from Yucaipa. I work for the Department of Social Services, and we actually have people that don't realize that the hospital did not name their children baby girl, and baby boy.
So they actually are legally baby boy and baby girl?
Yes. And they wait too long to add the name. So now these children are stuck with this name.
Oh, I mean, baby girl, that's not a terrible name for a girl.
Could you imagine going to a job interview? Baby girl, you want to come back? We have some questions for you.
It's cute.
And it's not just one. There are several.
Oh, man. Teachers definitely weighing in here, too. Here's one that says, I think the worst one I've seen was her first name was Angel, middle name Baby. Angel Baby.
I don't think those are bad, anything with baby, and I think it's cute. I don't know if that's because it's what I call my wife.
Yeah, but it's cute maybe when you're a baby.
Not as a teen. Or
yeah,
a,
Angel Baby in the retirement home.
Elder.
Yeah, that's a little awkward. Japan might be onto something. Just last week, they started a new law where they could actually veto the name that you give your baby. If it's anything what they describe as too shiny or glittery, they say, nope, they have the right to go in and be like, give your baby another name. And after hearing these calls, the U.S. might need to do this too.
These are not shiny and glittery at all. These are just straight up
terrible.
Awful. And I don't know why. It's like, why did the parents hate the kid right when it came out? Because these are just, like, you want your kid to get made fun of with the names that you're picking.
And I will say that is probably one of the most stressful parts of, like, picking a name is, like, what is something that they won't get made fun of, that it'll be easy to pronounce? And some of these, like, you are setting your kid up for failure.
Well, just like this one, text message coming in from the 714 that says, I knew a kid whose first name was Bunny, last name Hopper. Do you think that's cute?
Yeah, give him a nickname. We call her Bunny because the last name's Hopper, but don't legally name her that. Vanessa, let's hear it. What was the worst name that you've heard?
So I work for a school district, and it was three students, their siblings, Me Shine, Moonshine, and My Shine.
Was Shine the last name or all part of the first name?
No, that was each of their first names.
Wow, sounds like mom and dad had dipped into the moonshine when they decided to name him that.
I think so.
Jackie, what's the worst name you've ever heard?
I work in the schools as well, and I had a little boy. He was in kindergarten, and his first name was Baby. And then I had a little girl whose name was Female.
Was that just like a mess up on the birth certificate? Like they meant to put the sex?
You know what? I think this child maybe does. What she ended up with, Female.
Did she pronounce it Female or Female?
Female.
I like you trying to put a little spin on it.
Why not try to make it sound a little better?
Let's spice it up a little bit. 714, diamond out their friend. My friend's son is Dragon Moon. That is his first and middle name.
There was another one that came in that was Dragon Slayer. So I'm like, so here, to have a legal name like that, I think that's a little unfair. Tori and I got on this conversation of when we become grandparents, we want fun names like that. I'll be like, she wants to go by like Gigi. I want to go by something like Dragon Slayer.
But you're not going to name your kid that.
No, you should not do that. But that's where the fun names should come in when you're just kind of playing around with them.
Or a nickname. That's what we call him around the house.
That
but
too.
It's not on his birth certificate.
That too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.